This call is now being recorded.
Hey guys, it's Nina from Passion Squared, and you are about to be part of a lifetime high moment for me. You know, for some of you, it's like meeting Vidal or Oprah or maybe Jay-Z, but for me, right here, right now, you are about to experience me meeting my biz hero and mentor, Gary Vaynerchuk. A true OMG moment. Gary V is a business badass, author of Crush It and The Thank You Economy, and soon to be published, Jib Jab, Jib Jab, Right Hook, How to Tell Your Story in a Noisy World. He started selling lemonade and baseball cards at the age of 8 to running his family liquor business to creating Wine Library TV and now VaynerMedia, which works with personal and consumer brands to build unique and efficient online brand strategies. Gary is also one of the most awesomest thought leaders in the new economy, or what I love to call, thanks to Gary, the thank you economy. Hey, Gary.
How are you? Thank you so much for a super flattering intro.
Oh, you are so welcome. Well, thank you so much for taking the time. And, you know, I've already, you know, I kind of shared with you, I'm already freaking out. And you know, I'm blown away by your generosity. Yes, in another sense, not surprised, because it speaks so much about your success in business and the social space. You care, you walk your talk, and it shows. So thank you so much. So let's get started. One of the gazillion things I love about you is how much you speak about passion. How has your passion helped you create a thriving business, both online and off? And how can others turn their passion into a thriving business?
You know, for me, it's my juice, right? It's the gas that drives the engine. You know, business and life is hard. And if you're not doing something you like, it gets even harder. And so it's not about doing the thing that you most dream of. You know, running VaynerMedia right now, the agency is not my number one goal in the world, but it's a means to end. And that's what excites me. So climbing the mountain drives me. And so for me, I think it's about people realizing you love the most, because if you love it the most and you could do businesses around them in this new tech world, that's really the game, because you need to work hard. And the only way that you can work hard enough to have really substantial success is actually love what you're doing, because otherwise it's just going to be too hard.
Totally. Yeah, you're absolutely right. One of my favorite quotes from your book, Crush It, is the best marketing strategy, care. I mean, it just really hits home with me and has really hit home with my community. What inspired that statement?
That's a good question. It just kind of came to me, you know, a whole chapter, one word. It's kind of kooky, which is a little bit like I like to roll sometimes. You know, it really is why I think I've been successful. I think that the world is predicated on supply and demand. And I think the thing that's in shortest supply right now is people caring. It's very, you know, everybody's very busy. It's super hard to scale individuals. And that's why there's so much value in when somebody gives you the extra mile or the extra effort. And so for me, because the world is completely in businesses driven on supply and demand, I think caring and going the extra mile really, really matters. And I think the people that start figuring that out are going to have dramatically bigger upside. I just think it's so obvious to me, and I think that's the game.
Totally. And that totally shows. Many of the small businesses in my world, I work with salons as well as, you know, big multi-billion dollar companies and just everyone in between. But the small businesses really feel like they can't compete with the companies with big budget and reach. Yet, with everything you say, it seems the one that out-cares wins and not necessarily out-spends. Is it really possible to out-care?
I think so, yeah. I mean, you know, I think so. I mean, every small business that ever became a big business didn't win based on money. And, oh, by the way, just to remind every single person, every big business started as a small business.
Very true.
I don't know what people think. I mean, how do you think Google became Google? It's two dudes. You know, how do you think IBM and Ford and Pepsi-Cola and, I mean, what do you think these things start as? And so I think there's confusion. I think it's excuses. I think people, you know, are looking for reasons they haven't won instead of paying attention to more reasons on how they can win.
Very, very, very good point. And, you know, speaking to that, and whether it's the small entrepreneurs that I'm working with or the billion-dollar businesses, there still seems to be a challenge around engaging on the social web. What would you say to them?
Well, listen, I mean, you know, a lot of people don't think there's an ROI to it, but I think the whole world is human and business is human, and I just don't understand how caring about the end consumer is not a smart move. So, you know, for me it's laughable, and I honestly don't even have any energy to convince somebody that this makes sense or it's worth their time, because that means it's leaving more opportunity for me. And so, you know, I'm not in the convincing business. I'm in the talking about what I believe business, and then letting it kind of flesh out and then become true and make people go, he was right.
I'm with you on that. I'm absolutely with you on that. One of my favorite parts of the thank you economy is where you speak about the new world really being very old school. You talk about the corner store and the butcher shop, and of course I would add the beauty shop. Can you just kind of elaborate on that? What does that look like on the web? You know, because what people remember is obviously a world without the web. But now you're really challenging us to take those values and transfer them to our businesses, and that includes the web. Can you
so all the people, yeah, all your everybody's listening to this right now who runs a beauty shop or works at one or markets to one, you know, all that great service that you do in those four walls is now possible to be doing on the web to attract new customers. I mean, twitter.com/search and searching people talking about their hair or getting a haircut in your general area. So twitter.com/search is the most important website, in my opinion. It's an incredibly important site. Anybody can go on it and search within a certain demo, a certain mile range around a zip code. So you can search if you're a small business within 20 minutes of yourself, 20 miles of yourself, and then search in keywords. You know, for me, that was wine names and wine types, but for your world, it might be perm or Brazilian straight or haircut or, you know, nails or all the things that in the salon world. And
right.
Then engaging with and then engaging and talking to people, not trying to sell them on your salon on the first move. I mean, that really, 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 to me, is just an amazing opportunity. There's tons of people talking about potential customers just sitting there talking about things, and you can jump in and grab them.
Yeah, I love that story that you did talk about wine, and it just makes so much sense, and it's really incredible to me that beauty is, yes, being talked about on Twitter. It's also being talked about, you know, being done on YouTube, and, you know, beauty's everywhere. And
well, that's, and I mean, content's the game, right? And that's what the new book's
right.
about, by the way. How to create content for all these platforms. And obviously, you know, I built my wine career on YouTube and Diddler, and there's been an enormous amount of people in the fashion world that have taken advantage of the incredibleness of, you know, social media but / video content production. And I think sometimes we mix up social media with, you know, with content. And so to me, social media really talks about platforms. Content is what you put out on those platforms. Context is when you're doing that customer service that I'm talking about on Twitter, search, or replying to people that post comments on your Facebook wall or leave comments on your Instagram picture. So it's context and content on the web.
Yeah, that is absolutely true. And it's what a great way of putting it. That absolutely makes it so much easier to understand. In terms of, you know, another thing that I love that you talk about is the social space being like one big cocktail party. And one of the challenges that my community has is, and, you know, probably many communities, is being uncomfortable and not thinking they know how to engage on Twitter or how to engage on Facebook. And I love that you now do a cocktail party, because, of course, my industry, beauty and fashion, is incredibly inherently social. How do you see that as a cocktail party, the online space?
Well, I see Twitter as a cocktail party because Twitter is a cocktail party, because if you engage somebody and you at reply them on Twitter to start talking to them and they don't know who you are, that's a good thing. That's just you being personable. You can't do that on all the other platforms. So for me, it's just that's why it's a cocktail party. Facebook and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram, they're very different. There you have to follow the people that follow you. You get content from the people you follow. You don't necessarily talk to strangers. And so Twitter is so special, and that's why I've built so much on Twitter, because of that cocktail party nature. So that's kind of where I'm going with that.
I love it. Just a couple more questions. And another thing in my world is that, you know, you can't sell haircuts online, but you can sell haircut reservations. And I think a lot of times when people are looking at the social and digital space, they're thinking of e-commerce and you know, a traditional manufacturer or, you know, a local hair salon doesn't think they're in e-commerce. Yet they really are, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. This is how I think about it. The only thing you're supposed to do if you're running a business is tell your story and storytell to the places where your customer is and is paying attention to. And if you don't realize that's happening on social and digital, then you're nuts. It's happening more and more every day on those platforms, and you need to start paying attention. Otherwise, you're going to be left behind because you're going to be talking to an empty valley. So to me, everybody's in the content business, and everybody needs to figure out how to storytell on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Pinterest, Instagram, the web, mobile, you know, soon to be Google Glasses. It's all about that. That's where it's all predicated on. If you're not putting out content, written word, audio, pictures, video, then you're not existing.
Awesome. And lastly, I know you are a super busy business leader, yet I, of course, stalk you on the web, and you're continually engaged on social platforms and digital platforms. Where in the world do you find the time?
I have made a decision several years ago when I thought this was going to really matter to take time out of things that didn't make as much sense to me as creating relationships on the social web. The end. So I find time because I'm probably doing, you know, I'm probably sleeping 3 hours less than everybody on this call. That's number one, and that's the truth. Number two, I'm probably, you know, prioritizing 2 to 3 hours a day that everybody else here is taking some dopey meeting or doing something they don't have to be doing, and I'm doing it because I know it brings value to my community. And that's what I'm doing. I fundamentally decided that I'm going to put time and effort to the people that want to hear from me or agree or talk about the things that I'm passionate about, and that ultimately became my decision. Thank you.
That's so awesome. Gary, thank you so much for, you know, really being a leader and for walking your walk and talking your talk. I think that's the thing that blows me away about people like you that I've never met in my life. And to know that I had an opportunity not only to learn from you, to get your book, to follow you on the web, but to actually connect with you and have an interview with you, and you taking the time to do that, you're making a huge difference in my life. You're going to make a huge difference in my community's life, and I'm incredibly grateful. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. That's so sweet. I wish you a great day.
Thanks, Gary. Have a great night.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.